What you're about to hear could change your life forever.
That is if you care about having non-ejaculatory orgasms, but if you're happy to be skeet shooting your load into a box of tissues every night, that's fine. So the ability to have non-ejaculatory orgasms for a man is very much related to the nervous system and whether you are in a state of stress or a state of relaxation, essentially. And I'm going to break this much more down throughout this video, but this is something that took me personally many years to truly understand, and it's essential to understand what I'm going to share in this video, and it may completely change your perspective of the male non-ejaculatory orgasm and help you to be much more successful in achieving this as well. Are you ready? Let's get into it. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you subscribe to my channel and make sure you get my free ejaculation control course through the link in the video description below. So let's break down the ejaculatory orgasm versus the non-ejaculatory orgasm. The misconception is that they are the exact same thing, except for one is subtracting the ejaculation from it. But in reality, it's a different experience entirely. The ejaculatory orgasm is basically just like an explosion outwards. It's a quick, intense release. Ugh. It's a huge release for the nervous system. It's a huge release for the body. The problem with this is that it leads to a refractory period. There's many benefits to having orgasms without ejaculating. The main one being you don't experience the refractory period. You stay at a peak state of arousal, desire, high energy levels, testosterone, motivation, creativity, the list goes on. If you're not interested in these things, that's fine, but this probably isn't the video for you. Think of the ejaculatory orgasm as taking the next 24 hours, maybe 48, maybe 72 hours, maybe week of enjoyment, happiness, creativity, energy levels, and spitting it out. It feels really good for 5 to 10 seconds, and then it's like, well, shit, what happened? Why do I feel like shit now? Whereas the full body orgasm, oh yeah, the non-ejaculatory orgasm, which becomes a full body orgasm, this is not an explosion. It's not a violent explosion as it is so much waves of resonance in the body. Waves of resonance in the body. Think of a pool of water in an enclosed space and a wave moves. Once it hits the end, what does it do? It rebounds and moves back to the other side, or maybe like sound waves reverberating through an enclosed space. That is what happens inside of your body. Pleasure waves start to move, and then because you're containing that nervous system information inside of your body, you're not ejecting your life force outwards like a depraved porn addict. What you start to experience is these powerful waves of pleasure. At first it's like, oh, what was that? That was nice, okay, whatever. Then it's like, okay, that's new. It gets crazy. It doesn't look exactly like that. But that is the concept here. So basically, ejaculatory orgasm, non-ejaculatory orgasm, explosive release outside of your body versus resonant buildup, waves spreading, rebounding over and over and over and over. There's potentially no end to this type of experience. And guess what? You don't have to experience a refractory period afterwards. You can do this over and over again. You're good to go 24/7. You are a loaded gun, baby. And to break this down really, really simple, this is basically your experience of pleasure in your nervous system, in your mind and body, in your chakra, fucking whatever you want to, you know, whatever model you want to work with. There's two pathways. One is basically a stress and tension based pathway. The other is an ease and relaxation based pathway. And we could get even more technical, physiological, and we could say there's the sympathetic nervous system circuit, potential circuit of pleasure, versus the parasympathetic nervous system circuit of pleasure. And you're always going to be dominant in one. And that may change session to session based on what you're focusing on, but this is essential to understand because when you really take this, you can run with it really far, baby. You can get to unbelievable states of pleasure when you really understand this. But here's the tricky part. We have been trained to primarily function in the sympathetic nervous system. We're a bunch of tight asses walking around with our butt cheeks clenched, with our pelvic floor squeezing like our organs are just gonna fall out if we don't let them go. Our belly squeezed in, our jaws clenched and tight, and our faces contorted into masks. And this is a bit of an exaggeration, a caricature, if you will, of the level of tension people are carrying. Because first of all, why the hell are we humans such tight asses? Well, let's break it down a little bit. Here's the thing. You've probably heard me say this before if you've been following my channel, but it's important to reiterate that early on in our childhood, we're open, we're vulnerable, we're primarily in this relaxation, this openness, this free-flowing nervous system information, life force, chi, prana, whatever. But for me personally, one day, my dad came and said, "You've been a bad boy, little Johnny. Here's my belt. I'm gonna hit you, son." That's one potential cause. What happens? I was, as a child, I was physically hurt, maybe verbally scolded by a parent, maybe physically hit, and this creates defense mechanisms within the body. Your subconscious mind starts to say, I am not safe if I leave this part of me exposed, so I need to contract it and protect it, and becomes like wearing a plate of armor. So negative experience after negative experience, negative emotional patterns, difficult breakups, arguments, conflicts, physical abuse, all kinds of things contribute to these areas of tension and blockage within the body. So by the time a lot of us in our 20s and 30s, it's like, I don't know why my lower back hurts. Maybe it's my existential despair I'm carrying around with me. No, maybe that was just me. So basically we're holding on to all these self-defense mechanisms, and that keeps us in a state of tension. Our bodies are constantly in this gripping, essentially, because we're dominantly in the sympathetic nervous system, fight or flight, survival response. And that is not conducive to experiencing sexual pleasure. Because what the body's saying is, okay, there's a saber-toothed tiger just ready to jump on me. If I'm gonna have sex, I'm vulnerable. So sexual pleasure equals let's ejaculate as quickly as possible, get it over with, then we can be back on our guard. And what doesn't help this is that in our teenage years, masturbation is full of shame. It's full of embarrassment. That's a dirty part of your body. Don't ever let me catch you touching that, Johnny. Plus, secretly looking at porn, all the stimulating images overwhelming your nervous system, plus the tendency for, you know, at least for me and a lot of other men, it was to squeeze the pelvic floor muscles, squeeze, tense up the body to activate that sympathetic pathway more so that you build up to ejaculation quickly, which you associate as being more pleasure, but is actually just sharper pleasure. It's that sympathetic nervous system circuit taking over. And so this can only result in you experiencing an ejaculatory orgasm because you've created a stress response to sexual stimulation. And there's many, many factors why, but overall, this is important to understand. So this is why most men only know the ejaculatory orgasm. And here is where men run into trouble, because they watch videos of me talking about non-ejaculatory orgasms and like, okay, sounds awesome. And they're trying to use the model, the act of what brought them to an ejaculatory orgasm to experience a non-ejaculatory orgasm. And unfortunately, that just doesn't work. And it doesn't help that there's a lot of people out there talking about non-ejaculatory orgasms, and they're essentially teaching you to do Kegel exercises, to hit the point of no return and squeeze the pelvic floor, hope for dear life that you don't ejaculate. And this is still basically an ejaculatory response. And these things just further strengthen the stress response to sexual stimulation. So ultimately, that's why a lot of men struggle with this. So if this is you, you're not alone. It doesn't mean you're doing something wrong. It just means you haven't been given a proper understanding of how your body works, of how your mind and body can connect, and what it means to have a relaxation response to sexual stimulation. This is where it gets interesting, okay? So now let's talk about the parasympathetic nervous system. This is the cool rest and digest response. When this is active, you feel calm, you feel grounded, you feel like you're laying in a hammock on a summer day, sipping lemonade, birds are singing, clouds are flying overhead, everything is okay. Your body's saying, it's okay. It's safe. There's no saber-toothed tiger trying to devour me. There's no man with a machine gun about to blow my brains out. Everything must be okay. And this state is also related to a releasing of physical tension, mental tension as well, because the two are always related. And also as an adjunct, you can get yourself deeper into the parasympathetic state by releasing physical tension, by relaxing your mind, by working with your breath. So when you're experiencing sexual pleasure and you are in dominantly the parasympathetic nervous system, and you may think you've heard this before, but I'm gonna break this down in a way I haven't quite before, except in my more in-depth courses. The thing is that you may think that you're relaxing, you may think, oh yeah, I'm not actively like gripping the life out of muscles, so I must be relaxed. But let me tell you, the layers of tension are deep. There's the initial super obvious tension like, oh yeah, I'm squeezing the shit out of my wrist. Okay, now I'm relaxed. But especially if you've been working with the pelvic floor tension, and if you're not aware of this, this is one of the main important points to work with for a man to overcome premature ejaculation and have non-ejaculatory orgasms is all the releasing of the pelvic floor. I've talked about this in other videos. You can check those out. But there's often these deep, you know, deeper, more subtle layers of tension within the pelvic floor. Essentially, when you drop the tension response to sexual pleasure, because ultimately that is what this comes down to. The tendency for a man is as soon as the penis is being touched, or often as soon as you're aroused, the squeezing starts in the pelvic floor. And most of the time, you're not even aware of this. You may even think that you're relaxing, but there's a subtle gripping happening there. This is engaging the circuit of stress buildup to ejaculatory orgasm. It's engaging that familiar sympathetic pathway to orgasm, which is ejaculatory orgasm. When you are able to completely release, surrender, relax, release tension. And this doesn't mean having really soft, silent, super meditative sex. Now, you certainly can, and that's a good training tool, but I mean, you can be fucking going to town, baby. You can be slapping her ass and plowing her brains out, but physically be releasing excessive tension and in this parasympathetic pathway, and you will be experiencing massive pleasure with zero buildup towards ejaculation. And before I get into the next piece of this, it's important to understand that, I think I dropped this word before earlier in the video, sharp pleasure. Pleasure that's very sharp. This is usually coming from your familiarity with the stress response of sexual stimulation. Whereas you associate the only thing being actually sexual pleasurable is where you're about to ejaculate, where you're right on the edge of ejaculation or you are ejaculating. For me personally, for the majority of my younger years, my sex life, the only thing I was really concerned about was essentially ejaculating or like right there, which means that the sympathetic nervous system is on full drive, your sympathetic nerves are firing this very sharp signal, which you have kind of programmed yourself to associate as being, yeah, that's the sexual pleasure I'm looking for. That really sharp, just about to ejaculate type of pleasure. So when you start to relax, when you start to release tension deeply, and you actually relax as a response to sexual stimulation, as a response to your pee-pee being touched, this will cause a different type of buildup. It's less localized in the genitals, and it's not that sharp, intense pleasure. And because your system is often so overstimulated from being in the stress response, it often doesn't seem as impressive at first. It's like if you're watching TikTok videos for 3 hours and then you try to have an hour-long conversation with one person, your brain just like, it can't do it. It can't focus because it's used to overstimulation. It's very similar to your sexual response. When you've been overstimulated for years and years and years, there's a bit of an adjustment period to go back to a relaxation response, which you may have never even had associated with sexuality. So it can be a completely brand new experience for you. And this causes a very different buildup to sexual orgasm. It's less of a sharp electrical sensation and more of, think of like magnetic fields, more of this like magnetic waves of initially subtle pleasure, but it's connecting to your whole body. So it becomes a profoundly different experience of sexual pleasure. One that slowly builds, slowly builds. And before you know it, you're in a state of profound sexual ecstasy, but without that urgency of ejaculatory orgasm, without the, oh fuck. It's more of just a, oh yeah, baby. Less, oh fuck, I'm gonna come in. More, oh yeah. So there's your, so I'm sure it's just perfectly clear now, right? And here's the thing, this slow relaxation buildup, it can build slowly, it can build infinitely. It just takes longer. And you also have to be in a state of relaxation, of receptivity, of openness. This type of experience often brings up a lot of vulnerability because it's engaging your whole nervous system. It's engaging every cell in your body, and a lot of deep cellular repressed information and memories can arise because you are reactivating yourself to your primal, sexual, natural, ecstatic being, which we've been completely conditioned out of. And so a common thing is to start experiencing this and then having a resistance to it, shutting down and going back to the stress response of sex. I mean, that's extremely common. Sometimes even now I find myself going back to the tension pathway in my body to experience that sharp sexual pleasure before I realize, oh, this actually isn't bringing me where I want to go. I don't want to go towards an ejaculation. I don't want to have a bunch of pelvic floor tension and blue balls. On a practical level, what I recommend is that you practice absolute physical mental release during sexual stimulation, whether that's by yourself, easiest way to practice, or with a partner. I mean, you can practice with a willing partner together. It could be an amazing, incredible experience for both of you. And essentially, you notice the ways that you tense up. And the more you develop body awareness, which is why tools such as meditation, Qigong, breathwork are an essential part of the sexual kung fu training system, because it really develops your awareness of the varying subtle layers of tension that you're still holding onto. You start to really notice your tendency to contract, which is ultimately you shutting down. It's you going back to the survival response. It's really as simple as that. And that's always going to bring you to ejaculatory orgasm. When you master this parasympathetic dominant pathway of orgasm, you can fuck like a king. You can absolutely go to town, have intense, amazing, even quite rough sex. But if you know how to release your body in the right way, you're having incredible states of orgasm and ejaculation. Like it is, you aren't even coming close to it. So practice just releasing deeply, noticing your tendency to contract and release more and more. Using the breath is helpful for this. I've talked about that in many other videos, but there you go. Nobody taught me this. This is something that personally took me years and years and years of practice, training, understanding, and experimenting on my own to really see this clear distinction between being in a sympathetic response to sexual pleasure and a parasympathetic response to sexual pleasure. And the more that you can move in the direction of that parasympathetic response, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight. Don't do this one day and say, oh, it didn't work. He's full of shit. You've been doing something for years and years, decades of your life. It's going to be an adjustment period, but the process is very enjoyable. There's unlimited bliss, sexual pleasure, and fulfillment in the process. Hope you enjoy the content. If you want to go even deeper into your training in sexual kung fu, the starting point is my Male Sexual Mastery course. Learn all the essential foundations you need to experience full body states of pleasure. And from there, you can progress into the more advanced trainings as well. And if you would like me to expand on anything I touched on in this video, let me know in the comments. If you like the content, subscribe to support my channel, give this video a like, and I'll see you guys next time.